prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 November 2022, midterm election day. We'll see how that turns out real soon. And after the break, we'll bring up our guests. I really enjoy having them from time to time. Jerry Barrett with Power Prophecy, Tex Myers. Old buddy from over the years, come up and took over Texas seat and done a good job with it, and his own radio broadcast. And folks, we're going to share a story with you tonight that they're really not funny, but they're laughable. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, the insanity, the stupidity, I don't know what else word to use. I mean, these people, these things are happening over and over and over again, and yet here we go again. And I promise you, folks, after this midterm election, no matter which party wins, there's going to be foul play cried everywhere. And to tell the truth, probably is a lot of it everywhere. But we'll get back to that in just a minute. Don't forget that we are still offering the grab bags. Crystal said we had a few CDs and DVDs left. We're going to put 15 DVDs and or CDs in a bag. Well, in a box, actually, but call it a grab bag. With a couple of three books that I think you'll find interesting. And we're going to offer them to you $15. $15, that's delivered price, because they want you to have them. Folks, they're older teachings I've done, but they're still very good teaching because they're out of the scriptures, and they're absolutely biblically sound and historically factual. Once you get 15 of them, it would be a mixture of CDs or DVDs, a mixture of both, and a couple, three books, $15. Just call Lisa and tell her you want the grab bag, and use credit card, debit card, or write to us if you want to, and order them any way you want to, as long as the last going to have them. And don't forget, starting, Lord willing, if not already started, something later on this next week, we're going to start broadcasting on iHeartRadio. I don't know how that works exactly yet, but I'm going to find out from Kevin Gallagher, the one that set that up with Truth Told Radio Network, and ask him how it works so I can tell you how to find it on Truth on iHeartRadio. Hope you'll will join us there. And the teaching I did last week, I don't do this very often, but the teaching I did last week in Bible study, it's so important. I'm offering it, folks, on DVD or CD, but I highly recommend DVD because there's some video showing on it. It's entitled Politics and Christian Duty. Politics and Christian Duty. This teaching will rattle you right down to your shoes. We go back to the beginning of this country when it really was a Christian nation. It was basically a theocracy. I can prove it, folks. I wouldn't say it, and I proved it during the teaching. And show you that to run for office in the 13 colonies, you had to be a confessed born-again believer in Jesus Christ, believe both the Old and New Testament, or you couldn't run for office. And as our first Chief Justice, John Jay, said, this again is paraphrase, he said, the people, it's a Christian duty to elect Christians to office. That's what he said. He said duty. And what do we do?
What's the economy, stupid? No, it's about abortion.
We have sold ourselves down the road as a nation, and I don't care so much about the adults have done that, but our children are facing what we have turned over to them, which is a nation going to hell just as fast as time will take it. But the teaching is available on DVD, or I'm sorry, CD 1050, DVD 1250. Had to raise prices some folks on that because shipping's went up, and I can't help it. I can't help it. I didn't do it. So, but I would recommend DVD highly. Now, if you receive the DVDs of the month already, you'll get it automatically in the first part of December. If you don't, folks, I recommend this teaching. It's not copyrighted. Make all the copies you want to give to your friends and family. But be ready to lose some friends and family that likes you. If you believe what I'm saying, you share it with others, you're going to make some enemies because they hate the truth. And, folks, that's just the way it is. Get used to it. It's going to get worse, not even better. So if you want any of those, you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And you tell Lisa what you want and what the amount is on it. If you want to write and order, that's fine. If you don't have her address, you call Lisa at the same number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa I want to order those or just get the address and write to us, okay? Our guest tonight goes back a long ways with Tex Myers, just as I do. Tex Myers, one of the first guests I had on my radio show when I started broadcasting on March 18th, 1993. Whoa, no wonder I'm tired. Last century, almost 30 years ago, I started doing broadcasting on a local station, 50,000 watt FM station. It's by the grace of God expanded since then. But Tex Myers, one of the first guests I ever had on, and Tex Myers has been a trailblazer on a lot of different issues for a long time. Well, Tex got to go home and be with her Lord here some time back, and Jerry Barrett stepped into the plate and said, "All right, I'm gonna pitch in for Tex." He stepped out of the game a while. He's gonna take over. In my opinion, he's doing a very good job. And I do mean that. And he's a good old redneck hillbilly, just like me, and I like him because of that. Jerry, you there?
I'm here, brother. I'm here.
It's good to have you, and I mean that. I really do. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to tell it like it is, and we're going to share our opinions and our thoughts. And, folks, you can, too. The phone line's open at 844-769-2944. We'll open up right away if you want to share anything. You can do it. 844-769-2944. Because we're going to cover topics tonight that's going to make you think a little bit, at least. I hope it does. And some people might make angry, especially new listeners never heard the broadcast before and they don't know where we're coming from. We'll probably think Jerry and I are just a little bit radical. And we probably are. Matter of fact, I'm a very opinionated and biased individual. My opinion is the Word of God and a bias in that direction also. If that bothers you, I'm sorry. But that's who I am, and Jerry's the same way. Jerry, are you ready to talk a little bit?
Let's get after it, buddy. Let's get on to it.
Well, I'm sure most people know this. I mentioned on Melanie Cedarstrom's program yesterday. I'm a co-host, Jerry, with Melanie Cedarstrom, Discount Gold and Silver, 3 days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. This week will be every evening because her other co-host is having some surgery done. But nonetheless, most people sure already know this, like I said, but a 10-foot concrete wall, well, I assume it's concrete, it looks like concrete, was put around the Federal Reserve Bank in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. As we all went about in our business, the Federal Reserve Bank had a 10-foot wall put around. They already had the pillars around it where you couldn't drive a car up to it. Now they put a 10-foot wall around it. What is it they're trying to maybe protect themselves from the general public? What do they know that we don't know? I don't know, folks, but I suggest you get some money out of the bank and don't leave it there too long. I don't know what's going to happen. But they didn't put that wall up here for decoration, did the Jerry?
Oh, they don't do any of that. There's a plan. There's a reason. And is it to keep the money in and the peasants out? makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder.
You know, the White House is supposed to be the people's house, but they got all kinds of fencing and walls and pillars and things to keep us out of there, too. So the elite just keep gaining more and more and making more and more of us peasants.
Well, obviously, whenever the tyrants get too strong, they start fearing the peasants. And let's face it, Jerry, our nation has lost its moral compass a long time ago. The people are not angry so much about tyranny, they're angry about because they lose their money. They're losing their jobs. And that we did away with the ability to murder children. They call abortion, we call it murder. So they're angry. And they aren't above attacking people that oppose them. So, yeah, the White House and now Federal Reserve Bank maybe does fear the people. And some of the righteous people are angry also because of what's going on. And you know that they're discussing right now and already starting in other countries the digital currencies. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder. See, the Federal Reserve will be the one who deals out our digital currencies. And I guess probably a debit card or some type of instrument. As now people get the food stamps on debit cards, they get the welfare checks, I think, basically either direct deposit or welfare cards. So if they go digital and they decide to control everybody's finances, and if you aren't a good greeny weenie, you don't follow the rules, you may lose money. Or if you are out of step with what the government says, you may lose your money. Could it be they're planning for trouble because they're about to make that move?
Very well could be. You know, I know that they have been contemplating a social credit system like China has.
Yes, they have.
So if you know, a lot of these companies that give out credit cards are basing the charges, because everything is coded now, on your carbon footprint. So if you
That's
buy
right.
a lot of meat, if you fill up your gas guzzler twice a week, that's going to cut into your social credit score. If you are an activist for anything that goes against what the elite want you to do, that will be a ding on your credit score. And, you know, hungry people, Butch, are extremely docile.
Who was it? I'm trying to remember the guy who puts out the magazine, Gerald Celente.
Yeah.
Said something along the lines, when people lose everything, they really lose it.
They don't want everybody to lose everything, because then there will be a revolt. There will be a revolution here in the United States.
And I do believe it's what they want, because have you ever heard such rhetoric between parties and calling each other literally names and attacking each other, physically attacking each other, one side, the other is attacking the other one in the streets, and somebody threw a beer can at I think it was Rubio. I mean, can you believe this is for years? I grew up in this country. I'm 75 years old next September. This coming September, I'm 74 right now. This nation disagreed on things, but they didn't shoot each other over it, so to speak. That's changing, isn't it?
It is scary how bad it's changed. And I know that back in the 40s, 50s, 30s even, there was Jim Crow down here in the South. They didn't want the blacks anywhere near the whites. There was complete segregation. But today, the segregation is not so much between races, but ideology. And the left has gone so far towards the extreme,
yes,
that they have become militant. And look at Antifa, look at Black Lives Matter. Both of those are Soros-funded Marxist organizations. And they're getting armed, and they're going to foment more disruption between the people that are not with them. And I can foresee a civil war, Pastor Bush, but it won't be between races. It will be between ideologies.
I absolutely. It won't be the North and South. It'll be different factions all over the country if it goes to that. And I don't want to see it happen. You don't either. But it's coming to that. And they're actually firming that to happen. That's what they want to happen. You probably heard of Dimitri Dudeman, I'm sure.
Yes,
prophet
sir.
Come to America back in the 80s, early 90s, I think it was. He said if we didn't repent, we would go to a civil war, and then we'd be attacked. I think he said mostly from the South, from nations. He named some nations. And I can see it happening. I can see that America, and I have to believe that the Marxists that you just mentioned and other groups want us to go to civil war, because even Christ said, a house divided cannot stand. They want to divide us in factions. They want us to fight among ourselves. They want to weaken us even further. They've already destroyed the morality as a whole in this country. They truly have. I mean, people now are so confused, they don't know what sex they are. So how much further down the road can you go?
That is the question, isn't it? You know, I never in my life, buddy, ever dreamed that a man could get pregnant, that a man could have a monthly cycle and have to have products in the men's room. You know,
I know.
Growing up, I don't care if this is sexist or homophobic or whatever it sounds like, but we used to make fun of guys that dress like women.
Oh, absolutely. I don't remember when I was growing up as a young boy, I've ever seen that. I don't remember. I'm not saying it wasn't happening, but they certainly were not in the open doing it, put it that way.
No, they were in their own home doing that. But and a lot of people, my grandfather joked around with my grandma. He put her wig on and strutted around the house one day, and we were all laughing because it was a joke. But these people are serious. And you've got, like, New York has 81 different genders. They're wanting different genders to be on your passport. Okay, now, let's go there. If you change your gender to binary, and you try to go to Saudi Arabia or another Muslim country, what are they going to do to those people?
What
because
they deserve.
It is a sin in the Muslim religion punishable by death.
That's right. It was in the Bible, too.
There is no gray area.
I agree.
In the Bible, it says, yes, but we don't kill people because they cross-dress or claim that they're something they're not. But they do in Muslim countries. And another thing that slays me is the Democrats have tried to get in bed with the Muslims. And, you know, Democrats are pushing killing babies, and they're pushing homosexual agenda and all of these weird ideologies. But the Muslims don't want anything to do with that. It is a punishable by death offense.
Well,
it just doesn't compute there.
Even in Russia, they're making laws against homosexuals. Some homosexuals even stricter than they are now. Over here, what we do, we're not going to embrace them. We let them walk the streets and make crimes for the Jerry. Those people need to be put out of circulation. They're spreading their disease everywhere. And the sad part is, and I say this, murder is still a death penalty, and it should be everywhere. But these people are worse than murderers because they don't just kill a body. They destroy souls.
Amen.
They destroy minds and souls.
How many little boys are being totally corrupted? I mean, we're already an effeminate nation.
Oh,
we are a bunch of namby-pamby snowflakes, and men are second-class citizens, it seems like. At least that's the perception, the way they're treated. Because if you dare to speak out, all of a sudden you're one of these male
chauvinist,
masculine toxicity. It's crazy.
And that's a man's fault. That's the men's fault.
For not speaking up and having a spine.
Yes, that's a man's fault. You know, the man gave up being men. As you said, they become effeminate in the scriptures. And first, I get it backwards. You see, the first 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, I think it is, they said effeminate man, not homosexual, but effeminate man, soft womanish man, are going to hell. That's in the book. I didn't write it. And a lot of them wear three-piece suits and stand behind the pulpits. They're still effeminate men. You know, in today's society, being a man, and I'm going to say alpha male, will get you in trouble with a lot of people, won't it?
It will, and I'm fine with that. I've been a bad guy for a long time, Pastor Bush.
So that's what your wife said.
To be a bad guy.
I agree. But, you know, I want to get on something real quick. We're going to take phone calls, folks. You want to call, you're welcome. If you don't mind, join a couple old, well, he's from Texas, still hillbilly, and he's a redneck just like I am. If you don't mind joining some rednecks, you have something you want to add to the conversation, you give us a call at 844-769-2944. Now, the election is going on right now as we speak, all over the country. I want to share just a couple of things very quickly. And we got four or five in here. I'll get them one at a time. Dominion voting machines are malfunctioning in Arizona. In the largest county of Arizona, Maricopa County, the malfunction machines are, or the Dominion voting machines are malfunctioning. So they said, this what one of the spokesmen said, so what happens is when we have two tabulators, one of the tabulators is not working. The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful and 25% are misread. So what they're saying, they don't have EM working. If it's 25% wrong, it's not working either. But they do have an alternative. You can put it in box number 3, and we'll take it to another precinct and count it there. But so we're not trying to deceive anybody. We just have problems with our tabulators now. Now, they've only had 2 years since to get them fixed and working right, but they had a problem there. So we'll take them, get them counted somewhere else. ABC says, now news says, red mirage will look like big Republican win, but vote could take weeks. Weeks. We can hand count all the votes within 24 hours, 48 hours maximum with people counting them and doing it the right way. But they can't do it by computer and for weeks. Now, here's why. Listen to this. The piece explains how Republicans may appear to be leading their Democratic opponents, even by large margins in federal and statewide races. But their leads, now listen to this, Jerry, will dwindle or crumble completely after dumps of mail-in and absentee ballots are counted over after Election Day, which could take weeks. What are they saying there, Jerry? You could win by a landslide and still end up losing in a couple of weeks. Would you? Does that make you a little suspicious of anything?
Well, they had, like you said, they had 2 years to perfect their number diddling that they did in 2020. So.
But don't worry about it. You know, I mean, that's called a red mirage. So I am not speaking parties here. I'm sick and tired of two parties, and don't give much of a choice either one anymore. But if they had a blue mirage, I guess they would think that really is not a mirage. It's real. But if a red mirage, it's just a fake, and you can lose it anyway in a couple of weeks. Might take a couple of weeks to get it all together, but we'll figure out one way to cheat you out of this. And go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what the blue mirage is? Hillary saying, "Why am I not 30 percentage points ahead of Donald?" That's the mirage.
And voting machines are down to in a countywide system in Mercer County, New Jersey. Then, but voting machines are down. Now, due to Mercer County-wide system outage, all voting machines are currently down in each district across the county. Voters can still report their respective polling locations and vote on a standard ballot and insert the ballot into the emergency slot in the machine. Poll walkers will be on hand to walk voters through the process. So the voting machines are down in a county in Mercer, in New Jersey, in Mercer County. Now, election officials fear counting delays will help fuel claims of fraud. I wonder why county delays might fuel thoughts of claims of fraud. In Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, officials have in recent days preemptively called for patience, acknowledging that some of the factors that bogged down the process in 2020 remain unsolved 2 years later. Now, Jerry, as I just said, you said that they had 2 years to fix it. Why are the same factors not fixed? What's going on here? Could you tell me, could we say fraud?
On a massive scale?
Yes.
On a massive scale. And speaking of, I came across an article last week, and I spoke of this on my show last week, but Fox 10, where Kari Lake, the candidate for governor of Arizona, was an anchor. She was with Fox 10 for 22 years. They put up a graphic on the screen during their evening news, 5:55 or something like that, that showed Katie Hobbs winning with 53% of the vote. This was 2 weeks before this election.
So, really?
Yeah, the fix is in. Oh, yeah, the fix is in. They will do whatever they have to do to try to mitigate and minimize the damage that the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania and Pelosi and Schumer and all of these other loony left miscreants have performed the last 2 years, that they will try to mitigate the damage, because honestly, people are fed up with it. You know, Biden says that we're not going to drill for any more oil. But, you know, the day before he said we were going to drill, drill, drill. Now we're going to cancel coal. He's trying to bankrupt this nation so that we will succumb to the globalists and become basically a global world order.
That's right. And they're getting it done. They're making a third world nation of America, and they're doing it very well. Not just America, they're actually doing it to the world, doing it to Italy, Germany, France. The same basic idea, the same thing. And they're blaming, of course, on Russia, and they're attacking Ukraine. And that's a whole different topic, but we'll get it maybe some other time. They're blaming on China, what's going on over there. And we're seeing the pot starting to boil all over the world. And there's no outlet valve. There's nothing to let the steam off. It's going to blow. It's going. I'm not predicting when it's going to blow, but it's going to blow. And now we have Arizona. I'm sorry. No. North Carolina, Tennessee, and Oklahoma in some places running out of diesel fuel. Now, Jerry, maybe I'm not a scientist. I'm certainly not an engineer of any kind. But don't you make, isn't diesel fuel a byproduct of gasoline?
Yes.
Well, if they're still making gas, why are they running out of diesel fuel?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. On top of that, okay, gas. When they process gasoline, the garbage that's left over is what we know as diesel fuel. It's not fit for anything. And they came up with the engineers at the automotive companies and said, you know, if you create an engine that will handle 22-to-1 compression, we can get this sludge to ignite, and it will be an alternative, and it'll be cheaper than gasoline. And so they did. So this sludge that we know as diesel is a byproduct from creating gasoline. Why is diesel $2 a gallon more than gasoline if it's just a byproduct, the sludge?
I agree.
Because they're making money.
Well, I had a call. We're being set up. Again, being set up. I got a call from Connecticut, a listener in Connecticut, last, he delivers fuel and other things in the wintertime. He works part-time doing that also. And he said the distributors told him that we're running out of kerosene. We got a tanker coming in, but that's not enough to go around. Also, number two, fuel oil. Now, we know this is another hoax to get the prices where they want them, and they're doing it. Folks, back at the break, a lot more talk about it. The phone calls are quiet. You can call if you want to. If you don't, you've been invited. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back. I can't believe the phones aren't ringing. Maybe we scared people off. I don't know. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. During the break, you missed a lot of good talk. Jerry and I shared a lot of things back and forth and just shared the thoughts and what's going on. And, folks, I have to tell you this right up front. This election is hopefully we'll do most of the races the way they're supposed to be. Prayerfully, honestly, by tomorrow night across country, I would think. But again, they're making excuses already why they can't do it. They are. And that's just something we can expect. And no matter which side wins, per se, we're going to have people the losing side making excuses and saying, well, they were robbed. And I'm sure that's true. And I'm sure there's some people that have been robbed. That's not made up at all. I mean, the last election, 2020, I think, proves that. But nonetheless, whoever wins or loses, you can never trust again because there are things we've been through in this country and the lives in the last 20, 30, 50, well, 50 years. You really can't trust the outcome on either way. But maybe by the grace of God, something good will come out of this and make a difference. I don't know. We'll get the phone call just a minute, I promise. We'll get to Mick and we'll get to Dean and all of you. But I want to say this one more thing, Jerry. We were talking during the break. I mentioned 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it says that the effeminate, folks, that's in your Bible, will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Effeminate does not mean homosexuals. It means soft, womanish men. And I said the problem lies behind the pulpits with panty-waisted pastors. But then I got to think about it, Jerry. Some of these people are wearing panties now behind the pulpit. Methodist Church just ordained the first transgender to preach at a church. And this transgender pervert says God is nothing, the Bible is nothing, but if God were something, she would do this. And he's a pastor of a Methodist church. And the Methodists are still going to Methodist churches giving money to the Methodist organization. You're spreading the fires of hell across this country. And shame on you. Get out of that whorehouse and find you a church where they preach the Bible. No compromise, no surrender. And they're not ashamed to tell the truth. If you're supporting the Methodist Church, you're supporting a devil, a demon. And that's what you're doing. Like or lump it, I don't care. You get mad, turn the radio off, throw the cat through the window. I don't care. That's just the way it is. Jay, I don't want to get fired up here, but do you want to say anything?
You know, the Methodist Church has succumbed to a liberal ideology and has for so long.
Yes.
And it's not shocking that they're allowing homosexual pastors, that they're allowing transgender pastors. You know, if God's word doesn't mean anything to you, then keep going to that church because you're going on that wide road. You're not on that little narrow one that we're on. You're on that big wide one. And you got all those other people that are going with you straight to hell. You need to come to know Jesus and get out of that cesspool.
Amen.
And get back in the Bible. You know, you don't even have to go to a church. You know, a lot of people say church, and they think, oh, I got this building to go to. No, church is not supposed to be a building.
That's right.
Did Jesus have a building when he would preach? No. He would talk to people, and he would preach, and he would teach right there in the street. And that's why it says in the Bible, where three or more are gathered in my name, there in the midst shall I be. You don't have to have somebody that claims to be a pastor. You can do a Bible study and discuss what you're reading in the Bible, as long as it's the true Bible, the King James Bible, not one of these bastardized versions. But do a Bible study. You will benefit more than you will in one of these lukewarm churches.
I agree. I totally agree. And folks, the pastor, the so-called pastor mentioned, if you go to my website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, look under church news, you'll see that pervert on there. You see what he has to say. Now, this is America today, folks. Like your lumpet, that's what this is, America today. And the reason we're in this mess, again, keeps saying over, because the church lost its true calling and its true call. It hadn't been in the right way for many, many, many years. And that's just the way it is. So let's go take a phone call. Let's go first to New Mexico and talk to our friend Mick. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, that's why I got the heck out of the Methodist Church a long time ago.
Absolutely.
There was something wrong with it. This is like in the 1960s. Tells you how old I am.
Yeah, but you know, but you did the right thing long before anybody knew what was going on. You were doing the right thing. You stepped out of that whorehouse.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, did you know that they make diesel oil out of cooking oil?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, people make cars that run on them. Yes.
That's right. But do they do it?
Well, no. No, of course they're not going to do it.
Tells you a lot right there what the heck's going on. What's wrong?
They can melt down old tires and make it into a fuel also, but they don't do that either, do they?
Nope. I'll tell you what, hemp would make a heck of a lot better fuel, diesel fuel, than this from the, you know, like I'll put it like this. I worked at Andrewry about 10, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't get what I'm talking about. So they could have getting
way
cheaper through hemp oil.
Sure. In 1930s... Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's why they outlawed it.
Of course.
Why? Because they did not want it to be made to make paper out of or fuel.
Or clothing, rope, all kinds of things. But now some of the hemp things come back. But, you know, Henry Ford back in the 30s made a car out of hemp that was almost indestructible. He hit it with a baseball bat, wouldn't even dent. It ran on the hemp oil, hemp fuel. But, of course, the oil companies, Rockefeller and all them, didn't want him to get it out, so he couldn't produce it. But he made a car out of hemp. True story, folks. Look it up.
Now, who is behind it? The Hearst family and the Rockefellers.
Rockefellers for sure, because they run the oil industry and still do, as a matter of fact. Anything else, Mick?
Oh, by the way, since a Rothschild hit the road down the hill just recently.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Well, payday comes eventually for everybody. It always
sure
does.
Enough.
Thanks for the call, Mick. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. And he's right. You know, and I'm not making this up. I'm sure Jerry already saw this. You saw the car that Henry Ford made out of hemp. You saw that, right?
No, I never saw that.
Google
amazing.
Just put in your search engine the Henry Ford's hemp car made out of hemp, the body made out of hemp. The guy come along with a sledgehammer or an axe, remember, which smacked that thing. It didn't even dent it. It was running on hemp oil. And hemp fuel. He said, you can grow your own fuel. Now that was squelched real quick.
But yeah.
You check that out. Go online and check it out. Henry Ford's hemp car. Check it out. It's intriguing.
Huh. Right, sounds like it.
Well, you know, if they would allow people like Ford, anybody else could have the money to get started. To develop something like that, then they'd be out of business. They couldn't control us. As Mick said, why aren't you making the diesel fuel out of cooking oil out of the restaurants that throw it out anyway? Want to recycle and make fuel out of it? Why don't you make it out of tires? You can remelt tires and process them and make fuel out of that. Why aren't you doing that? I mean, we have mountains of tires laying around everywhere, just laying there and actually polluting the earth. Why don't you reuse them? What's the problem with this? The problem is they don't want any competition.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that?
No, can't have competition.
That's, no.
That's not the American way.
Oh, my. Let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch and Jerry. I've known you two people for over 20, 25 years. Right?
Yeah, and you still listen to us. You still listen to us. I don't get it.
And Dino still sends me stuff in the mail. I love it.
Yeah, I give you people donations at least three or four times a year. And I used to listen to Tex Mars Live for at least 15 years, and now you, me, we're all about the same age. I'm 72. And now the election coming up, I'm going to ask you a question, Jerry and Butch. You can agree with this. It's the C-election, not an election.
That's very true. Had been a long time. Station higher offices, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. And when these people and these politicians talk, I've personally known four people that did run for president: Herb Titus, Chuck Baldwin, and Howard Phillips. I'm with the Constitution Party. You've heard of them, right?
Oh, yes.
Right, Butch?
Oh, yes.
Yep. I've been with them for over 15, 20 years. But when they quote from their speeches, they never quote from the Ten Commandments or the Constitution. Those are the laws of the land. And here's a verse in Proverbs 17:15. Anyone that justifies the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. And anyone that condemns the just is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 15. You know that verse, right?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Isaiah 40:15-17, listeners, refers to the fact that all nations, according to Isaiah, are nothing but a drop in the bucket.
That's right.
All nations are nothing. The biggest problem, Jerry and Butch, is America's pride, right?
Yep. That's very true.
It's the pride of America. Yeah.
What's the same thing Israel did? The same thing exactly. Their pride took them down.
Yeah.
Their pride took them down.
Jerry, you know, I grew up a Methodist. I was 72 years old. I grew up a Methodist when I was 10 years old. And right now, Jerry and Butch, you know this, there's 20,000 home churches in China that are doing just fine. Do you know that?
Yes.
They're doing a lot better than what we got here, Dino.
Absolutely.
Because they're preaching the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents were members of the Methodist Church, so I went to Methodist Church as a child.
Oh, wow. We both did. Wow. Yeah. And right now in America, we have about 320,000 churches. That's about 5,000 per state. And when the fake COVID came up, most of them closed. And I personally, I live between Green Bay and Milwaukee. And where I live, within a 10-mile radius of my particular area, there's at least 50 churches that I personally know and about. And I used to even speak from the pulpits in four of them. And they were, most of them were all closed with the fake flu. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Like you said, Jerry, what's that?
I said, in my mind, that COVID was a test for the churches all over the world, but America especially, and the church as a whole miserably failed it.
Big time.
Right. That's where judgment starts. It truly is amazing that judgment begins in the house of the Lord.
That's right.
We have millions of preachers in this country, and we agree, people, one of the biggest heretics that has ever lived who preached a globalist gospel was Mr. Billy Graham. We know what he stood for.
He was a Mason, so he had some clout in this world, yes, no doubt. All right, Dino, anything else?
Yeah, did you get my verses on the second amendment?
I did. I sure did. A guy made the name of death right in front of me. I did.
Well, thanks again, Jerry and Butch. I want to call you on Thursday, Butch, if you're
all right,
in
I'll
the office.
I'll see you in the office Thursday, partner. Have a good one.
Good talking to you, Dino.
All right. Let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
Oh, I just love this. This is not an election. This is a selection. They are just spinning everything they can. They're going to keep the abortion probably legal in this state. You know how it is. They're stealing. It's over. You know, until the church takes a stand, we're done.
Yes.
You want to put your hand, just surrender. You want to live like North Korea. You know what? You have no Second Amendment. Let's get rid of the Constitution. Is that what you all want out there? Where are the preachers, Butch? Where are they? Where are the Minutemen in this country anymore?
There are very few of them. And I tell you the truth, you know this, and I know this, so did Brother Jerry. Without the spirit of Christ in people's hearts, the Constitution is just a piece of paper. It has no authority. And that make it can't. You can't govern an ungovernable people, no matter how many good things you have in a piece of paper. If the spirit of God's not in them, and the morality's not taught to them to live right, they can't be governed. That's why you have police states, because they won't govern themselves. And then when you have the police and the laws are as corrupt as the people. In Jeremiah 17:5, it says, no, I take it wrong verse. Being with Jeremiah, it says that the priests ruled by their own laws, so to speak, and the princes ruled by their own laws, and the people love to have it so. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that the people love their wicked government, so to speak. It's in the Bible, folks. So nothing can govern the people that won't be governed, and that's why we're in this chaos. And this has been caused on purpose, folks. Believe me, destruction is part of Satan's plan to divide and conquer, and that's what he's doing. Go ahead, Chris.
That's exactly right. It's in Psalms, chapter in Psalms 9 too, in one of the verses about that. Very similar.
Okay.
And we have. It's just, you know, people think that the government's become the messiahs, not the Bible. That's what we've gotten into.
That's
they
right.
Watch the social media. I call it the socialist media because that's what it is. It's socialism and control, mind control, because they look at their politicians as their gods and control. They're not looking to the true messiah of Jesus anymore, Butch. That, a lot of these pastors are for pro-choice. Here in the city of Louisville, where I live, they're preaching on air saying, well, we can be a Christian, but it's okay to have an abortion. You know, you've heard of churches like that, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, I have. I have.
And they're out here, and we're in a lot of trouble. And like I said, you know, I want to tell Jerry, my grandmother left Austria in the 1920s during the Weimar. Do you want that? Why she told me it was so important to know what's going on in this country? She was a Christian. If she stayed there in Austria, she could not be a Christian. You weren't allowed to do that. You will follow your Messiah dictators. That is what they're doing today in China. Xi Jinping, I believe, is in tight end with Mitch McConnell in our district. There's a lot of this going on out here, folks, and we stand there and we don't do anything about it. You're going to see a lot worse than what happened in the Holocaust, because it's going to be very chaotic, and you're going to lose your homes, you're going to lose your life, you're going to lose everything. This is very serious what these global antichrist elites are going to do to us, Butch.
Amen.
It's time to take a stand like Ephesians 6:12.
Amen. All right. Good
Amen.
Call,
Amen.
Chris. Thank you.
Klaus Schwab said, too. You will own nothing and you will like it.
Hey, you'll be happy.
Yeah.
Folks, we got time for another phone call. For hurry, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And, Jerry, you can see we got people listening to this program know what's going on. And that's all wonderful, and that's great, and I'm so thankful they're there. But we need to reach people that are still ignorant of the truth, even the truth of God's Word. I preached a sermon, like I said, this past Saturday entitled Politics and Christian Duty. And people tell you, well, you can't mix religion and politics. I tell you right now, Jerry, everyone has a religion. I don't care who they are. There's no such thing as a non-religious person. I didn't say they're Christian. I said they have a religion. It may be humanism, Buddhism, Hinduism, but they have a religion. And they vote, and if they rule by those standards they think that they live by. And it's kind of like it was back in the book of Judges. Everybody's doing what's right in their own minds. So this is where we have today, is it not?
Very much so. And Dino brought it up, and the last caller did. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. But
Chris. Yes.
We have Chris. Yeah, we have all of these churches throughout this country. And if we had pastors, preachers that had a spine, we would have the largest standing army in the world with
Amen.
Our congregants.
Amen.
But because we have these namby-pamby, spineless, lukewarm pastors preaching and tickling the ears of the congregants. They're just as weak-kneed and spineless as their pastor.
Absolutely.
And therein lies the biggest problem. We could fix this country tomorrow if we put strong Christian pastors in every pulpit across the country. Get rid of the effeminate, the trannies, the whole shebang. Put real men in the pulpit.
Now that would thin the crowd out some, too, which is okay. Daryl in PA, Daryl, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in.
I'll try to go real quick. I, Mick, and Dino and Jerry, this is Methodist night. Maybe Hillary Clinton will call in. This is Methodist Church night, and Pastor Butch and Pastor Jerry, I thank you both for what you do. I ask prayer for Marsha Jean Paugh. She really needs prayer, folks, for healing. And for Phil Hudock, he needs healing. And also for Gary and Donna Roby and Jeff White and his wife and 11 children that all go out and protest on the behalf of life. And, folks, Pastor Butch has a four-page brochure that you can get, color brochure on abortion. So give them a call and send them a little bit of money to pay for that in the postage. God bless you both, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl.
You mentioned Gary from Arizona. I ain't heard from Gary. He called in for the last couple weeks. I kind of miss Gary. Well, we're about out of time. What do you want to say in about 15 seconds to say goodbye to everybody? What do you want to tell them?
Keep looking up.
Amen.
Keep Jesus in your heart. Repent from your sin. Because none of us are perfect. There was only one perfect, and they crucified him.
That's right.
And he paid the ultimate price so that we could beg his forgiveness for everything we do wrong.
Amen.
Repent. Let's come to know Jesus.
Well, Jerry Barrett, I appreciate you. I really do. And thanks for being there with us.
Brother, it's the fastest iron radio. I love being with you.
Well, we'll see you again real soon. How's that?
Can't wait.
But I'll talk to you before. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and remember to give God all the praise.
All praise. Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless, my brother. Thank you.
God bless you, too, brother.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Folks, we're down by the last minute or so, and I just want to say this, and I'm saying this very humbly, and I say it with every... I have to grip my teeth and say it because I don't like to say it, but we need some help financially. We need a couple $1,000 pretty quickly to get some things done that needs to be done. I haven't said that for years on the radio. And said it that way. If you can help us, we'd appreciate it. I know some of y'all can't, and I appreciate you and love you. But if you feel led to give a little bit and you can, we'd appreciate it because we need to get some money put in the account to take care of some equipment needs here at the studio. And it's important. I mean that. I do love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with Summer Dre and a lot to talk about. Y'all have a wonderful night. Good night.
Pick up your soul and chill. Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.